todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is May 4, 2012. This is episode 86 of the To Do List Home podcast, How to Live Better with Less Car. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Hair of the Dog by Nazareth, recorded on Hair of the Dog from 1975. Watch and have a listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance, retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for learning things that help to make life better. We save you money and time. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you projects with a purpose. It should always be important why we do the things we do, especially if we're trying to make a better life. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo 73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. On our to-do list today is How to Live Better with Less Car. Now, this is not about doing away with cars or some eco-friendly, green-friendly, let's be happy and live with Mother Earth kind of episode at all. But rather, it's an opening of discussion for ideas on improving living conditions through less use of cars. Well, my experiences of living without a car are pretty extensive, so maybe it's a little unfair for me because I used to be poor and without money for a car. That was a long time ago, and I got a car when I was in the Army. It was all the money I had at the time, and I kept it, and I brought it back to me when I went to Pennsylvania after the Army, and it did me well getting around Pittsburgh and to and from the different jobs that I had the 3 years that I was back there. But I had to sell it to get to Japan. And living in Japan put me in a place where the world's most efficient public transportation system rules. From home to work, I never had to walk more than a quarter mile, and I lived in four different places during the 8.5 years that I was there. On time, clean, efficient, and very inexpensive for being Japan. Public transportation. I say inexpensive because whoever I worked for, they always paid my complete transportation costs from door to door. Unheard of in this nation, which is why America, land of the free, home of the brave, and getting more and more expensive as the days go by. When I moved here almost 9 years ago, finding a place here, searching online and looking at maps, I knew I had to be close to the metro, and the metro had to be close to work. When I originally moved back here, I did drive a lot because of daycare, and it cost a lot. It cost in parking, it cost in gas, it cost in being tired. However, the first thing I did when I moved back to America was buy a bike. And for 2 months, I lived by bicycle only. My family was still in Japan. However, I was here, I do the grocery shopping on bike and the bike back and forth to the metro. So once daycare was no longer an issue and we were settled in here, I could go back to riding my bike to and from the metro station every day, which is about 7 miles round trip. We never developed the need for two cars, and that's always been quite beneficial to my family. It's really been helpful for our savings, it's been helpful for our health, and it's been helpful for our well-being. Because what I noticed about America living is that it's expensive. It's getting more and more expensive. And you can't get anywhere without a damn car. A typical car, just having a car in America, costs about $8,000 per year. Now that takes into consideration if you didn't pay for it in cash. I paid for mine in cash to do away with a monthly payment. So what I put up with is a regular yearly allotment for having a car is still quite expensive. When I add up the expenses for parking and taxes, insurance, getting the state sticker, getting the inspection sticker, maintaining the car, and gasoline, I come up with almost $3,000 worth of expenses per year per the car that I currently have. If I had two cars, it would be $6,000. And when it comes to the car, I do everything. So if I had two cars, I would have to do twice as much work for maintenance, making sure they are inspected and stickered and all the jazz and paying the two insurances that goes with having two cars. It seems like a law here. I don't know anybody who's a family of two or more that does not have two or more cars. It's a law. I don't know why. There is one family I know that only has one car like us, and we're kind of like outcasts amongst our friends because, who are these people? They only have one car. He can't go nowhere until his wife comes home with a car. What kind of life is that? Actually, it's a pretty good life, and I'm going to tell you why. Having only one car means I drive less. I ride my bike every day, and I park at a university, and I take public transportation to the metro and the metro to work, and it's very convenient. Don't have to drive, can stay half asleep until I get to work. That's one benefit. The other benefit is I get to avoid road rage. I have yet to hear of bike rage or walking rage, but road rage is this prevalent thing in America. It seems when we buckle ourselves into these steel boxes or fiberglass now, and you're speeding down the road and somebody does something to you, all of a sudden they become an enemy. And your whole set out for mind frame for how you were going to do your day and going where you were going, and you get in an accident, somebody cuts you off, a red light comes too quickly on you. Everything affects you along your way, and your emotions are up and down, and it's just a pain in the ass. As I mentioned, my savings is at least $3,000 per year by only having one car. Only having one car means I only have to buy a car every once in a while, and hopefully maybe once every 15 years if it goes well. So that means we have to deal with car salesmen only half as much as people who have two cars. There's more time at home because typically I can't go anywhere on the weekends. My family has the car every Saturday, so I'm left at home with the dog, and that's why I have 18 gardens around the home. Really productive when I'm not driving. So I want you to consider some of the benefits just from my experience, and I want you to understand a little bit of practice now might pay dividends later if you learn how to incorporate less driving in your life. If tomorrow, all of a sudden, all the cars everywhere did not operate, and you woke up, science fiction world, Twilight Zone, you go out, your car doesn't start, nobody's car starts, how would you get around? So it's just an exercise. I want you to think about that. What would you do? What are you prepared for? Are you used to walking 3 or 4 or 5 miles a day? And if you drive 20 miles to get to work one way, what are you prepared to do if you can't drive all of a sudden? So I'd like you to educate yourself a little bit about that particular scenario, and then educate yourself about the future of global energy consumption, production, and energy supplies. I have a link to Chris Martinson's short video on peak oil and the implications for society and the planet. I also link to his book called Crash Course and suggest you read it and then determine if the information makes you want to prepare for alternative future expectations. Not just about driving, but about the future. If you do consider that your life would be better with some options for alternative means of transportation, then be sure to be aware of your reasoning because the changes you may make will affect how far you're willing to go with this type of lifestyle choice. But no matter what your motivation is, one thing's for sure, there will be tremendous cost savings. Ease into driving less. Don't try to radically change your lifestyle overnight or inconvenience others who may not be on board with your enthusiasm. If eventually you can decrease car use to the point of having just one car for a family or none for a single person, be sure to consider donating your old car to your favorite charity or sell it yourself to get some of your hard-earned money back. Don't go through a car dealer to sell it. Find and use public transportation now while you still have a car. Research it, practice riding it, learn how much it costs to ride. Do you need a special ticket or a fare card to ride on the public transportation? Look into that now. Be prepared, and it wouldn't hurt to have a couple of schedules printed and carried with you. Incorporate more biking and walking into your daily life. Learn to get around at a slower pace now will prepare you for a faster pace for doing so in the future. Try to drive less by working from home more. Take advantage of telework policies and be good at it. Set a good example so that others may share in the benefit as well. You could get a bicycle. I recommend listening to episodes 1 and 43 at the todolisthome.com website and learn how to purchase a good bike for a fair price on Craigslist. Get just the basic tools and learn how to take care of it. Find carpooling and rideshare buddies on social media and try out the slug lines for catching a ride. And find other commuters where you work. Make some new friends, drive less, put less cars on the road, and relax a little bit more. You could consider taking a taxi or a jitney at different times, and you could rent or borrow a car, but don't be a pest about it and don't spend too much money renting a car. And one thing you ought to consider, if you have some extra time on hand because you're driving less, learn how to produce something, and then try your hand at bartering for rides or car use. Remember, this is about creating a better life and having less to make it less complicated and less expensive. Be creative and know that if you don't do something about your driving habit today, it's going to cost you too much tomorrow. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful, and you can start by looking at the links at todolisthome.com.